Well, you must be looking for a way to recoup a little cash yourself in these troubled times and have some fun in the process, but you can't foot the bill for a big Broadway show on Marks, can you? Well, how about owning a bar? Too risky, you say? Well, a couple of guys in Beirut have this idea to explain. Here's the world's Aaron Schachter.
Wanted: hip, fun-loving folks with some cash to burn. Welcome to My Bar. The concept is fairly simple. Three young entrepreneurs are looking to raise $1 million from investors to set up a cool rockin' club somewhere in Beirut. Shares run from a measly $2,000 all the way up to $20,000. In return, investors get their own private bar, more or less.
If you've got so many different owners, they're going to be telling their friends who'll be telling their friends.
And so on and so on. Haitham Nasser is My Bar's managing director. He now runs a small bar called Juniper in Lebanon's hip Jamaisi neighborhood. He says when it comes to investors, size of the wallet is less important than character.
In our target market, we're looking for obviously people who do go out, enjoy going out there, up to date with the times, trends, and so forth. These people will actually turn up to their own bar because it's theirs. Every dollar they put in, they're actually getting money in return of that. And it's basically ensures that there are people always inside the bar.
In other words, dorky homebodies like yours truly need not apply. My Bar has already raised a little over 400 grand, and no one even knows what the place will look like or where it'll be. Shareholders will eventually vote on a theme, but the two general suggestions are a sophisticated New York-like loft space or a debauched Miami-like nightclub. The business plan projects a $20,000 investor making back nearly all his money within the first year and getting a 10% dividend after that. Plus, you get your name on a plaque at the door, reserved parking, and a platinum table.
It's part gimmick, part prestige, and part investment.
Carl Baz is managing editor of the entertainment magazine Time Out Beirut.
Overall, I think it's a relatively good idea, but the attraction is just being part of the nightlife.
The nightlife in Beirut is definitely a marvel. Bars and restaurants are constantly having makeovers to attract the city's hippest. Don't be fooled, Baz says. Beirut night spots ultimately remain the same, regardless of how they look.
The bars change. They don't disappear. I mean, the owners remain the same, and people are aware of this. You know it's the same place, and you appreciate the fact that they've changed it. Nightlife is just about the only thing that works besides food, right? So we're happy that things are changing all the time. And bars are still opening constantly, and they're all pretty busy these days.
But still, investing in a bar from an American perspective, that's a little nuts. H. Edward Young is an investor who helped create the widely recognized hip-hop magazine, The Source, and has now begun a new identity-based internet browser, the BlackbirdBrowser.com.
You know, it's funny. I looked at this quickly. Now, I've only had a short time to look at it, but it is very interesting, I have to say that. They're basically raising money for a concept, and they're very open about that. You know, there is transparency with this. That's a good thing. There is not transparency, though. I couldn't find out much about their background. I need to see real hard financials of their existing businesses.
Considering how many people lost their life savings investing in what was advertised as the most transparent and most liquid market on earth, Wall Street, maybe dropping some cash on a bar is not such a bad idea. At least you're likely to get a few drinks and impress a few friends. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter in Beirut.